Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today because everything appears to be on the verge of collapse right now. And there's so much to cover in this video, from stolen identities to banks shutting down to just a little bit of everything. Please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and we have a sponsor today, Patriot Gold. I'll cover them in a bit, but let's get right into it. California has a community college program that ran amok during COVID. And what happened was they set up the community college program to where you could have remote learning. Sounds good. Everything was Zoom, everything was online. It was great. Well, when COVID officially ended 2 years ago and it was 100% done, they thought people would start to come back to school. No. What they've determined is in the community college programs here in Southern California, all of California, that at least 25% of the students are fake. They do not exist. Now, you can say, why is that? Well, if you are of a lower income, if you are a single parent, you can get your kids into these colleges and you can get Pell Grant money and different FAFSA money and different programs that will help you pay for this. And the thing about this that's absolutely outrageous is it's up to $7,400. Now, what the scammers have done, which is unbelievable, it's wild. They came up with fake identities, they came up with bots to answer all the questions, submitted everything, and then got $7,500 that they put through their bank accounts and don't attend 1 day of class. Now, Heather Dodge, she's a librarian out of Berkeley. And she says, you know what I like to do is I like to get the students involved. I like to communicate with them. Even though it's an online class, I like to have the first day be set up to where we all get together and everybody, answers questions and you submit a video review. And one thing that she started to notice when she did this was that she would start with 35 students immediately. She would have students that wouldn't provide the video review. They would submit the other assignments, but hey, send the video description of what you look like and tell me about yourself. And it's 30 seconds of this stuff. Couldn't do it, wouldn't do it because they don't exist. So she said nothing was more frustrating than the fact that we'd start with 35 students and end up the semester with 15 in the class because so many of them were fake. Now, California has an ID program called ID.me. It's what the IRS uses, guys. You want to communicate with the IRS, you got to verify your identity to be able to get your tax returns, ask certain questions of an extensive level. In other words, you can call and ask anything you want. But for you to go and dive deep, you've got to use ID.me. Well, California being the wackadooville that we are, oh no, that's too invasive. Asking people, for their to verify who they are and use an ID and things like that. We can't have that. Guys, you see how outrageous this is? There are billions and billions of dollars that have been stolen from us during this time. And it is just wild to think about the number of students, well over 25% that do not exist. Guys, I'm telling you, this is just nuts. Absolutely crazy. And they've allowed it. And they're gonna do nothing about it. Well, we thought that this would slow down. No, the scammers figure it out. Now, here's the other thing. What they also found out was kids that were in the foster program, oh, these kids, they don't have it easy. So we need to make applying to junior college super simple for them. Don't want to ask IDs, don't want to embarrass them because they don't have parents. These kids are suffering. The scammers figured this out, which I'm not laughing at the foster kids. I'm laughing at the scammers figuring this out and capitalized on that. There is a dynamite article below that is so good and so extensive. And I want to thank Mike Adams for sending me that one because it's just unbelievable. But they haven't seen anything yet, guys, because all this fraud, all this stuff of, that it's just billions of dollars that you and I have to pay for. There is so much with the unemployment that we found out where people were not eligible for unemployment and got it. People that were underage that got it. People that, just had didn't. We're never supposed to get it in the first place, don't exist, got it. So, do you have a problem with that? We all should have a problem with that. There should be no theft because we've all been denied something. We've all been turned down for a loan. We've all, no, nah, I don't think it's going to work. You're not going to get this job. And then you find out scammers are just, beating the system and they don't exist. But here is the thing. You have a bank account and the bank account is going to go someplace, which leads to my next story. And there is a company, Solid, that just went out of business. Well, what's Solid? Solid is a bank. It's banking as a service. Well, what's that mean? It's a fintech company, Dan. Well, what's a fintech company? It's financial services, financial technology, Dan. They can do payments. They can take, you can get paid through them. You can have your credit card through them. You can run your visas through them. Things like that. Well, Solid just filed for bankruptcy this last week. Oh, really? Didn't kind of make the news. They changed their name a couple years ago from Wise, which they were never, to Solid. And they got sued in 2022 by one of their partners who misled them. Remember the Frank company, Charlie Javits, that sued and made up the number of people? Well, this happened with Solid, where one of their investors said they never had the users, they never had the churn rate, the turnover, the people they're losing, ne could never be truthful with this. But again, another bank goes out of business. But here's the thing you have to understand. It's not a bank. They're not insured by the FDIC. You don't have the protection with Solid, with Chime, with these other places that you think you do. You know, those online debit cards that people have used. There's zero protection with them. None. Not even a little bit because they're just a company. And this company raised, hundreds of millions of dollars. It had a value of almost $1 billion at one point, but c'est la vie. We're going to work through the bankruptcy and we're going to figure out what the value is and what we're going to be able to sell off and what we're going to be able to keep. Okay, not a lot. But this is what's happening more and more right now. Okay, this is what's wrong. Bank of America, second largest bank out there, they had a huge hacking that is being disclosed even more, where they had a courier service that was taking people's different investment portfolios. And driving around with it and going from point A to point B, and it got stolen. It got stolen, but it has all your information, everything, all your investments, your keywords, your passwords, everything. Now, you can sit there and go, oh, big deal. They've stolen stuff like this before. No, what this makes it, when you hear about the bots, is these people could open up accounts using this information. You could basically have your 401ks and your dividend payments sent to another location. How about that? Oh, that sounds awful. It is awful. It's horrible. I'm up at the montage. The clouds are just going away. But let me know what you think about this, guys. But again, California is insane. But again, will people go to jail for this? Probably not. Look at that. It's stunning. But this has got to stop. We have to put an end to the bots. I understand the AI, love festival, and I understand how great it is and how so many good things are going to happen. I use it all the time. It's fantastic. But with that being said, no way, man. Something has to be done to protect people from things like this. Our tax dollars that we're getting ripped off for. Now, I'll tell you a quick little story. My daughter, as a single parent, in my divorce, I got my daughter on the tax return, and my son was on my ex-wife's, and they go by your finances. And I had a couple of lean years when she was about to hit college, so she got these programs, and they gave her money. They gave her free college, basically, because of my low income at the time. It was great, guys. It was good for her. And she got 2 degrees and doesn't have any student loan debt. But they gave her, I'll never forget, Dad, I got a check for $2,400. Dad, I got a check for $3,600. These scammers know exactly what to do and how to get it and are getting our money. So she has 2 degrees to show for this, okay? And, it's a different world. If it was today, I'd be paying for everything. So let me know what you think about that. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Wow, talking about perfect timing, this is it, guys. Gold just hit an all-time high. We have been talking to you about buying gold and precious metals for over 2 years now. you need to contact Patriot Gold Group today. 888-330-1431. Look at what everyone is telling you. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, UBS, Morgan Stanley, they're all saying the same thing, and that is get yourself into precious metals. Do it now before it's too late. You know, gold is easily going to hit $3,500 next, the experts say. And then beyond that, they say $4,000. I just heard an expert on a radio talk show say it's going to hit $5,000 an ounce. You don't want to miss out on this. If you cannot afford gold, look at silver. It's so incredibly inexpensive. It's still a steal, but the industrial uses, you can't even fathom what they use silver for, and they're going to run out of it. Call Patriot Gold Group today, 888-330-1431. Do it now before it's too late. Let them know that Dan from I allegedly sent you. This thing's loaded with bad news, but there is some good news to announce, and that is PPI, Producer Price Index, went down. Inflation for goods that are produced, other than energy and food, went down, which is all the stuff we care about, which went down 0.4%. They thought, the experts, the economists, thought it was going to go up 0.2%. So that's a 0.6% swing on what was expected. So that's a good thing. Now, personal consumption expenditure, which is what they gauge, a lot of professionals gauge inflation on, that is steady and dropping just a little bit. Okay, so with that being said, is that good? Great. Again, we talked about this in the last video. I don't feel it, guys. Everything seems so out of line. They're going to call the summer of 2025 the summer of layoffs. Get yourself ready. You're going to see a tremendous amount of layoffs in every sector. What sector is safe? Nothing. You know, we're seeing all these different problems, all these different areas. I had lunch with a buddy of mine yesterday talking about his company and what they're doing and how they're just trying to work through, you know, getting themselves righted. And one of the guys that ran the company left kind of a secret where they lost almost $10 million more than they thought they lost. And they just announced this. And that guy got escorted out of the building, so that was nice. But what are you going to do, guys? What are you going to sit there and do? You've got to maintain your job. You've got to try to keep your business afloat right now and make the money you can make right now. Banks are losing money all over the place. This little solid, you can sit there and say, that's no big deal. It's a big deal, guys. A lot of people were affected by this that took payments through these people. Bank of America, I got to make sure I get the list right. Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and Chase have all said that they have $12 billion worth of commercial loans that are now completely delinquent and going to default. And it went up another 6%. It's 20% higher than it was last year. So, okay, not everybody's doing great. Not everybody's doing good. Layoffs are going to happen. Google just announced that they're laying off another 200 people yesterday. Okay. So what are you going to do? What do you've got to fight through this, and you've got to pay your bills. You've got to try to earn a living. But like I told my buddy, I was like, you know, how secure are you? And he's like, I'm the number three guy in the company. It's not going to go through. The new guy that's running the place loves me. And again, you have to be in that position. You have to be as helpful as possible right now. Because rash decisions will be made. You know, we've seen all the people get fired over, you know, hey, pick the people that are not performing well. That company did that. And now they're going through who's important. If we were on a lifeboat and everybody had to row at the same time, who do you want in the boat with you? That's Dan's line. And he said, that's the line we use. That's crazy, guys, because you better be on board. You better not bitch and complain. You better be on time. You better not, you know, I was thinking about lunch, and can the company buy us all lunch for $800? No. What are you going to do, guys? What are you going to do? Look at what's happening right now, because all around us, there's so much fraud. There's so much abuse. All these ridiculous things that we are getting uncovered right now are unbelievable. This right here is where they have beautiful mom yoga in the mornings. very early on Saturdays if you want to come out here. So, anyways, I digress. Let me know what you think so far. Let me know if you're seeing this stuff. You know, we're seeing crazy things right now in the ports here in California, and I'll try to get over there, but they're saying there's a backlog of vehicles that are here. Now, here is the thing. If there is a car at the dealership, there's no tariff. But they're saying there are tariffs for the cars that are sitting at the port? Interesting. Already been unloaded. How is that? We just found out that they're going to pause the tariffs on cell phones, certain software. And again, this is designed to make people like Apple happy, and Google for that matter, and make these companies happen. There's going to be a complete list announced on Monday morning of what is going to be excluded during this time to make business flourish. Again, I am one of the people that think this is one big negotiating tactic. You can hate it all you want, but things need to be made here. Harvey Levin from TMZ said, you know what, we need to accept the fact that we're just a service economy and we don't make anything. That's easy for Harvey Levin to say, because Harvey Levin has made, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars by not manufacturing anything. All he does is a service economy. Very well, TMZ is a very successful company, don't get me wrong, but they're not a factory. They're not employing factory workers. They're employing, you know, news agents and news people, young and old, to work there. That's different. Let me know what you think about this. I'm going to end this video with these last few things. Don't forget to join our email list, because one goes out just a day. You don't want to miss it. So the other thing is, we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, where we do a bunch of private stuff, and it's fantastic, and I love doing it. It's all the uncensored comments and everything we can't talk about other places. And don't forget, April 17th is fast approaching, and Bob Kudla's having his class, webinar class for beginning, intermediate, and advanced trading. And in these times, you could use Bob Kudla's class. Go to bobstradingclass.com. Now, my great-nephew, my niece's son, my great-nephew, had a birthday. And he gave me some hints on what he wanted. So I thought, okay, I looked it up. Target has it. So I went over to Target and got him exactly what he wanted, which is very cool. Nice uncle thing to do. But one thing that blew me away was this. And I thought it was a joke when I walked by it. Pickle pie. Pickle pie. This is a pizza that's made with ranch sauce. It's not ranch dressing. It's ranch sauce. It's got sliced pickles, mozzarella, topped with, of all things, potato chips. I have never been this hungry in my life to eat something like this, ever. You can call me tubby, chubby, whatever you want, but I've never been that hungry, ever, would I ever. And I love pickles. I love potato chips. I love all that stuff. You combine all that and it would be the vomit festival. I would become bulimic inside of an hour after cooking that thing. Imagine the smell of baked pickles in your house with potato chips and ranch sauce. Yum. Final story is, you know, Seattle's suffering. Downtown area, crime and business. And they just can't figure out why businesses don't want to stay there. Because of the crime and the junkies. Okay? So again, you bring this stuff up, and it's like, that's terrible. You don't know. You know what? It's Donald Trump's fault. It's kind of funny. A final blow to downtown Oakland. I'm going to finish the video with this. Lululemon's leaving. They don't wear sweatpants in Oakland? I guess not. Look at the birds behind me. Isn't that beautiful? So anyways, guys, come on. Batten down the hatches. Get ready. Prepare yourself before it's too late. Reach out to me if you want to email me, hello@iallegedly.com. And onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon. And just, if you know what's going to happen, you're going to be ready for it. You're going to win, okay? And we all want to win. I'll see you soon.